In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, friends, and happy Monday. Welcome to another week of Common Prayer together. It is day 23 on our 40-day journey through Lent. We are over halfway. We are starting to see signs of spring. I know in our backyard, things are starting to bloom. We've got this beautiful little plum tree that has some flowers on it that are blooming, and it's fun to see the backyard kind of come to life. Signs of spring are on the way, and so I hope this past weekend you were able to enjoy the outdoors and maybe see a little bit of those same signs that we were seeing. Well, as we begin today, I want to center ourselves in that moment of quiet as we take every day just a minute to sit in the quiet. And I want to start by giving you the word for the day so that you can kind of bring your mind and your heart in line with the presence of God, but to do so around this particular word. And so the word for today is the word wept. It comes from a story in John chapter 11 that we'll look at. But for now, let's just sit in the quiet, meditating on the presence of God, and this word wept. Scripture today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 32 through 35. It says, "When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.' While Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 'Where have you laid him?' he asked. 'Come and see, Lord,' they replied, and Jesus wept." You know, our text today comes from really kind of a stunning story, a very fascinating story from the life of Jesus. And at the beginning of chapter 11, you know, we see Jesus talking with these two sisters, Mary and Martha, about their beloved brother, Lazarus, who had fallen ill. And you know, Lazarus was actually a good friend of Jesus. In fact, the text says that Lazarus is one that Jesus loved. And within that conversation with the two sisters and his disciples around, as he's hearing these reports, Jesus is assuring them that Lazarus is just sleeping, that he is in fact going to wake him up, that communicating that this sleep, Jesus actually says the sleep would be good for his healing. Well, the people around really weren't putting it together for whatever reason, struck by the moment, caught up in the circumstances, they weren't quite understanding what Jesus was getting at. They assumed actually that Jesus was lost, that Jesus was in fact confused and uncertain about what was unfolding. You know, but all along, you see Jesus assuring the people that he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead, even if they don't understand that. Well, Jesus eventually will arrive on the scene and everyone's mourning, there's weeping and there's crying and just pure kind of raw emotions. I mean, the sense of loss in the text is profound. It is visceral. It is this deep sense of loss. And this entire time, Jesus knows that he is in fact going there to raise Lazarus from the dead. He alludes to it at the beginning of the story, mentions it throughout, and even on the site. He's there in order for him to raise Lazarus. But I think what's so fascinating is although Jesus has this in mind, he understands the pain, the loss of his friend, the loss of Mary and Martha's brother, and the deep loss within that community, he knows full well he's going to raise him. But as he arrives on the scene, notice that he doesn't rush into healing. He takes in the pure, raw emotion. I think what is most striking about this is that instead of rushing in and raising Lazarus from the dead, which he could have done at any moment, he could have done before he even arrived, Jesus is moved by the emotion that he sees, and Jesus wept. I mean, think about this. Jesus fully knew he was going to raise Lazarus. But instead of rushing in to fix things, rather than reassuring the people that they didn't need to feel the pain they were experiencing because he was going to, quote, fix it, he sits in the emotions. He attends to them in that space, in the space of grief, in the space of loss. And Jesus wept. It's fascinating, because what Jesus does there is he gives dignity and worth to those mourning and those weeping and those grieving. What I think most of us, myself included, would have preferred Jesus do is just raise Lazarus from a distance where we wouldn't even have to experience the pain and the grief, but by sitting in it, by creating space for the people to grieve and to mourn, Jesus is affirming that sadness, that brokenness, that grief is all a part of the human story and process. I mean, let's be honest, each of us as a sort of pool of our own tears. All of our experiences are different, but no one escapes life without wounds. No one skates through life without any sense of pain. And if someone happens to, aren't they not leading just a shallow life? I mean, for all of us, there is, again, this pool of tears. It's sometimes the result of our own doing, our own mistakes, and oftentimes, unfortunately, it's the result of others' actions. And these tears, they remind us of the grief and the loss that we have suffered throughout our lives. These tears may be the cause, caused by the death of a loved one, the pain of a divorce, the abuse of a child, the unmet longing for an intimate partner, the loss of a job, or the rejection of a close friend, or insert whatever pain point you have experienced. And what is so profoundly beautiful about this story is Jesus does not rush in to the raising of Lazarus, but Jesus enters grief. He enters the space of grief, not to solve, but to experience and walk through his own emotions with those he loves. Trevor Hudson says this beautifully about this text. He says, Jesus grants us the gift of his own tears. His tears remind us that God weeps with us, grieves with us, and suffers with us. And those who travel the Lenten journey in Jesus' intimate company discover that his tears represent the empathy of God. I mean, there is profound depth and beauty to a God that weeps. It is stunningly human, shockingly raw, that Jesus enters into grief all the while knowing he could avoid it. He is capable of not having to experience those dark nights of the soul, but instead, he enters grief. He enters into your grief, your pain, your sorrow. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. So what I want to do for our time of prayer together, so as you settle into the presence of the Holy Spirit right now, wherever you are, as you begin to slow your heart and your mind down, we're going to sit in that emotion. And maybe for you, things are going well and the emotions you're feeling are much more on the gratitude and the joy. And I think that's good. Sit in that. But for many of us, there are pain points. There are things that we've hidden, we've tried to distract ourselves from, that are right below the surface, and Jesus is there wanting to enter into that space with you. to invite you for the next 30 seconds to just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, where am I in pain? Where am I grieving? And would you be present there? Allow the Holy Spirit into those spaces of sorrow. Ask the Spirit where your pool of tears is. Because Jesus is there, ready to enter into that space. Jesus wept. Well, our practice for today is much like what we just did. So I invite you to take some time today to be alone with the Lord. And maybe it's before you go to bed, maybe it's at a lunch break. But I want you just to journal out or just spend time praying through your, quote, pool of tears. And then just listen. Listen to what God has to say in response. Because he's not scared off by it. He's not frightened by it. But he's ready to meet you in that space if we let him. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.